This is Dialysaint introducing St. Elizabeth of Portugal. Christ told us that those who work for peace are the children of God, and while he has given those all special talents, the ones he gave to Elizabeth of Portugal were those of peacemaker. The time of Elizabeth's birth in 1271 was marked by great misunderstandings between her father, who was a prince in the Spanish Aragon family, and his father, who was king of the Aragon lands. Their arguments became so heated at times that they threatened the unity of the kingdom. The first result of her birth was to calm down her father's quarreling spirit, which allowed peace to return. As a child, Elizabeth was attracted toward anything which would increase her love for God. She tried to copy the good things she saw in others, and learned that control of her will, when strengthened by prayer, would help her overcome her tendency to sin. When she was 12, she was married to Dennis, the King of Portugal. He was attracted to her for her family connections, beauty, riches, and personality rather than her virtue. But he did not interfere with a daily routine of devotions which she had set for herself. She was able to care for the poor, create homes for girls, lodgings for travelers, and hospitals for the sick. In contrast, her husband's life was selfish and sinful. Elizabeth patiently endured his public scandals and infidelities, and countered them with quiet sufferings and prayers for his conversion. She even cared for his illegitimate children, as well as those from their own marriage. Over the years, her son Alfonso grew to be resentful of his father, and on two separate occasions gathered an army to battle him. Both times Elizabeth challenged him by riding between the soldiers of the opposing sides to confront his husband and son and persuade them to settle their quarrels peacefully. On two other occasions she alone stopped wars between other members of her family. When her husband took ill before his death, she cared for him through his last days, never leaving his side. Because of her enduring love for him, he realized his mistakes and repented of his wrongs. Elizabeth applied for entrance to a convent of poor Clare sisters, which she had founded, but was denied admission because she had been married. Next, she chose to join the Third Order of St. Francis, which was created by him to encourage holiness among those who worked at their own occupations in the world. In 1336, fighting again started between Alfonso and his son-in-law, the King of Castile. Although Elizabeth was old, she left her home and followed the two armies for days. Because of the summer heat and her age, she had to be carried on a stretcher between the two opposing forces. She was able to successfully negotiate a permanent peace just days before her death. Elizabeth, who is also known as Isabel of Portugal, knew that war never really brings peace. Peace comes when our hearts love God more than we love ourselves. She was so determined to have peace that she confronted the members of her own family on the battlefield to bring it about. To what length are we prepared to become involved in order to reach a goal which we know is right?